Put your hands up if you're having difficulty grasping this part of the course. Okay, hands down. Look, I've had a lot of questions from my own students and a few students I've tutored, plus in lectures on this in terms of how to basically approach this in relation to exam preparation. First of all, let's just get a bit global about this. There's a transaction between yourself, in terms of the coping resources that you have, and your external environment. So in terms of the transactional model, we're stressed when there's an imbalance between the demands placed on us and the coping resources that we possess. So that is, if the demands placed on us exceed the coping resources, then we're going to be stressed. Now, let's first of all get our heads around the difference between an appraisal and a coping option. Appraisal means information gathering. So when we're doing a primary or a secondary appraisal, we are gathering information about the stressor itself. So in terms of a primary appraisal, what we're initially doing is evaluating the significance of the encounter. And there's three options initially. It's either going to be insignificant, benign positive, which is minorly positive, or it's going to be significant. Now, if it's either insignificant or benign positive, that's it. No secondary appraisal is made, no coping is required. If we deem it significant, then we're going to evaluate one of three things, or maybe a combination: the harm, the threats, and the challenges. So make sure that when you are trying to work out in a scenario what's a primary appraisal, or whether it is a primary appraisal, look for things like, are we basically gathering information about harm done, potential threats, or future challenges? Now, one of the weaknesses of the model is the primary and the secondary appraisal aren't mutually exclusive. So as far as VCAS is concerned, let's look for this. When you're making a secondary appraisal, you're evaluating your internal and external coping options. But again, what you're doing is you're gathering information in relation to the stressor itself. You're not actually dealing with it because that's coping. Potentially that can lead to a reappraisal of the original stressor in terms of possibly the harm or the threats. Now, in terms of coping, one or two things are going to happen. You're either going to use an emotion-based coping technique where you don't feel like you're in a good position to manage the situation and control the source of the problem. So you're going to choose a strategy that's going to attempt to reduce the emotions attached to the stressor. So this could include avoiding, distancing, acceptance, minimising, denial, disclaiming, seeking emotional support from a partner, meditation, relaxation or physical exercise, alcohol or venting. None of those are going to help you deal with the stressor itself, but all of those combinations, or maybe just one, are going to help basically minimise your emotions associated with the stressor itself. So it is a coping strategy, not the ideal one. If you're using a problem-based coping strategy, what you're doing is you're controlling the situation because you feel like you can manage the source of the problem, and you're trying to basically change the negative stress associated with the actual situation itself. So therefore, your strategies might be defining the problem and then generating and seeking alternative solutions, learning new skills to manage the stressor, seeking acceptance, endeavouring to gain more insight into the stressor, or reappraising by reducing our involvement. So I hope that helps.